Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
From the Washington 14 on first down, Goff, Williams, he's been the main target during this series, and he is in for a Lions touchdown, Jameson Williams.
You know, we do a segment tomorrow, Who Do You Fear on the Lions?
I fear Bobby.
I also fear Bobby, who was just standing in the window showing us more AI videos. But I wanted to start with Jameson Williams because, look, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he didn't practice yesterday. He was described as week to week. And if you want to get more specific, Dan Campbell said it was good news that Amon-Ra St. Brown wasn't going to be out long term. But he said, quote, he could still miss a week or two, maybe if we're lucky. So I'm going to say this. It's not official. He's not playing on Thursday.
Okay.
And so that's why I wanted to focus in on Jameson Williams, because you saw a lot go to him in the stead of Amon-Ra St. Brown. He had 7 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown. It was his best game as a pro. So while I know we'll talk plenty about their running game as well, I wanted to point out, just keep an eye out for Jameson Williams, because it feels like a lot will funnel through him now.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. He's going to be, and you know, he told us a while back he wanted to be the greatest receiver ever. Unfortunately, he was on a team with a better receiver. And
right.
Then what happened mid-season here, Jared Goff said, I got to start looking at him more. Remember that? And so he did, and it started to help. Jameson Williams' numbers started going up. He's a good receiver. I don't know if Jared Goff quite trusts him the same as St. Brown.
I'm sure he does not yet.
A different skill set on that receiver, too. One of the things that St. Brown does so well is he's a great blocker. Kevin, I watched not all, but most of Hard Knocks, AFC North, whatever it was last year.
Yeah.
And it was the Lions. It was the Lions were in there, and Dan Campbell is doing film work, and it's a Ravens game where I think they're down 13, 21 points, something like that. And he's like, this guy right here, and he circles St. Brown, and it's a run play in the fourth quarter with like 45 seconds left. He's like, look at how much fight. And he's like, it's not just this one. The next two plays, same thing. This right. dude doesn't give up. That's the difference. When you got a run-blocking receiver that does that kind of work, he's out there doing everything. And Jameson Williams has some big shoes to fill. Plus, whenever you're without one of your best tight ends, that's a problem, too.
Sure.
And Sam Laporta being out, they're like, okay, we can go more tight end action. No, you can't. So it's going to fall on Williams and the run game in this one. And the Cowboys prepared for that appropriately, Kevin.
I mean, look, I definitely want to – we're going to get to some of these texts about how people are doing that do not involve your wife whatsoever. But my next question for you, and this has been his way, and I'm not breaking any news here, but do you think that Dan Campbell's aggressiveness is starting to backfire? So 2 weeks ago, the Lions went 0 for 5 on fourth down against the Eagles. Then you move forward to Thanksgiving. You go 0-for-2, and you skipped a couple of different opportunities. One where a field goal would have tied the game, and another one where a field goal in the fourth quarter would have brought it into a one-score game. With those two failed conversions, in the last 2 weeks, Detroit is 0-for-7 on fourth down. That is tied for the most fourth down attempts in the league, and by far the most without a conversion. And so, I don't think you're going to change Dan Campbell's mind, and he's going to roll into Thursday night and be like, well, we're going to start to punt. But do you think his aggressiveness, at least in this section of the season, is starting to backfire?
I love this question because it's a great conversation piece on philosophy, facts, you know, and talent. And
right.
What did we say so much about the Cowboys and Eberflus? Look, it might be system, but the reality is talent.
Sure.
I used Mike Bassick's term minor leaguers on the football field. They weren't true, like, top-flight professional defensive players. The Cowboys were hopeful that Eberflus could coach them into becoming that. But there's you see the difference whenever you see the real talent on the field.
Yeah.
And, Kevin, so my first thought here on this backfiring, when you don't have the same talent on the field, can you call the same plays?
And it feels like the answer is clearly no, but Dan Campbell refuses to accept that.
Right, because the reason he's doing it, there are a variety of reasons. One of the psychological reasons that he's doing it is, I believe in you guys. I believe that y'all can convert on fourth down. I know, I trust y'all. I have complete trust in what y'all are able to do on the field. So if he now says, well, I have to change that, he's telling the guys he doesn't trust them on that. So when it comes to a fourth down situation where they have to go for it, their mindset is, man, I don't know if I can pull this off. But I do think that this is one of those times where you do have to kind of say, all right, we might have to play a more statistically analytical game when it comes to going for this. When are the right times to do it? I can't do it on my own 13-yard line like I usually feel like I can.
No.
I have to make sure. And your defense gets banged up, too. You know, you have Kirby Joseph.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You got a couple guys. So I think it is starting to backfire because of lack of talent, but he can't change his philosophy because then he's telling his team he doesn't believe in them and they don't believe in themselves.
So I'll just go ahead and tell you what I think. I think this right here, what I just told you in the next thing, this is where the game's going to be decided. I know we got a lot more to get to over the next two and a half days. I think this is where the game's going to be decided. All right. So I just told you that the Lions are struggling on fourth down offensively. I want to talk about the Cowboys' third down defense. Prior to the bye, so weeks 1 through 10, Cowboys were dead last in the NFL and last by a good bit in third down defense. They gave up a first down 52.6% of the time.
Mm.
All right? What has happened in the last 3 weeks? So you get players back. You're off the bye, you make the trades. In the last 3 weeks, they have gone from 52.6% giving up first downs to 35.1%. They have gone from dead last in the league to ninth. in that run.
The season, I think, is 48.37.
Which, I mean, you,
according to math,
if you drop your percentage by 4 points this deep in the season, you know it's a big deal. But just in these last 3 weeks, ninth.
Mm-hmm.
That is staggering. So you've gone from, like, the worst by a lot to in the top third of the NFL. So let's combine those two things together. If the Cowboys are significantly better at stopping teams on third down, you're forcing a fourth down where either A, maybe a normal team would punt, or B, if the Lions continue to be aggressive on fourth down, because that's what Dan Campbell does, and continue to struggle at it, I feel like you could have all kinds of opportunities to flip the field multiple times on Thursday night.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, man.
To me, that's the game.
I don't think that right now Dan Campbell is going to change that philosophy midseason.
I agree with you.
Which puts that as an even more advantageous thing. Now, here's the deal, though. If we've talked about how fourth down, it's oversaturated at this point.
Sure.
Where everybody runs out there and says, all right, let's act like we're going for it. Even Tony Romo was saying the other day, he was like, we're at a point now where nobody believes it anymore.
Right.
And you go out there, you do it, and then you got to call the timeout, or you take the penalty. There's all these different options that you have to run with. I think this would be a great time for Dan Campbell to say, I'm going to change that a little bit. We are going to try and draw them offsides. Because everybody already believes you're going to anyway.
Yeah.
Go into motion. Do whatever you got to do to get these guys. Or I think it's a great opportunity. But again, Kevin, if you do that and now you've taken the penalty and gotten yourself out of field goal position, or if somebody false starts and now you got to punt, and those are points that Dan Campbell feels like he left on the field. That's why I don't think he's going to change.
You know, and something that really annoys me, and this is just not about Dan Campbell. This is every football team and every football coach. You have to have these conversations and these value judgments about your field position and your timeout ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like sometimes teams decide when there's 7 seconds left on the play clock, ooh,
you know, be cool,
I might want to call a timeout. And I'm like, did you not discuss this? Like, I think you should go to every scenario and you should be like, hey, if it's 4th and 3 or less, we're going to go for it. If it's 4th and 4 or more, either. And then you have your strategy about whether you're going to take the delay of game for punting purposes, or, and you don't really care about the 5 yards, or if you're willing to sacrifice a timeout at
that
point.
Well, and that's why I think Dan Campbell does have the philosophy pretty much etched in stone. We're going for fourth downs in most situations.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly the number, and I don't know if he's ever said it's 4th and 5. Anything beyond that, I don't know. But it does seem like everybody understands. You ever see Jared Goff trotting off the field and go, oh, hold on, what? We're going back out there?
Right.
No, you never do.
Right.
Because everybody knows what that is right now. So if he did change it because he's like, guys, I don't think we have the talent to do it right now, which I don't think that's him either, because I think he's just going to tell those guys, no, man, my job is to believe in you. My job is to, you know, Chad Powers, what is the coach? Hey, you can win this game. I got to convince a guy that he can win a game.
Do you have players on your team?
So I think I think fourth down, Kevin, is they're going
okay.
for it.
But do you have players on your team that are like, hey, coach, thanks for believing us. This is a bad idea.
They better not be on that team anymore.
You don't think?
Not if I've... Not if
there
I've,
are scenarios where you're like, this just doesn't make sense football-wise.
Then I don't need those guys.
Oh, man.
I need guys to buy in.
I know. I hear you, but
and
you...
And never question authority.
That is not buying
what this country
in.
Is founded
no,
on.
No, you can... That is not what this country
if
is founded on.
If you question authority in this country, you get problems...
that actually was better than I thought it was going to be. I think you can be bought in and ask questions.
Not in the game.
Oh, man. I don't agree with that.
We did the whole plan all week long. We have this plan all scripted out. You guys execute. And if y'all can't execute, you don't get on the field.
But don't you think, giving the flow of football, there could be a scenario where you're like, I know this was the plan. This is not the way the game is going. We need to be willing to change.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're trying to run and they keep stopping the run, then yes. That over and over. You say, all right, we got to figure out we have to have some other options. But you did that already in your prep for the game. You should have. Now, I know it's a short – well, it's actually not really a short week for the Cowboys.
Right, so, or the Lions.
It's a long week for them. It was funny listening to the game on Sunday on the way home – or on Thursday on the way home. Brad – or Babe goes, all right, guys, and then we'll you know, they got an extra – they got 10 days to prepare for the next one. And Babe goes,
nope.
No, they don't. I'll be calling you on Sunday letting you know it's Wednesday. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. So, I agree with you on that. But when the game plan comes in and we're like, this was the decisions we said we were going to make, I got to listen to the coach. And if I start questioning the coach, now I have other problems in the moment of that. And things move too fast for those questions. Just go react. Go be an athlete.
Oof.
You question me right now, you can go sit on that bench.
Oh,
right? I'll get somebody else out there.
Even if it's your quarterback?
He wouldn't question me. He knows better.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.